Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we come to the end of 1 Chronicles. We'll listen to chapters 28 and 29, read by our guest reader, Senator Kevin Grantham. Senator Grantham lives in Canyon City, Colorado, where he and his brother have a real estate sales and appraising firm. In 2011, Kevin decided to try his hand in politics. He ran for a state Senate seat and won. In 2014, he was reelected and currently serves as the president of the Colorado State Senate. Let's listen to Senator Kevin Grantham close out 1 Chronicles with chapters 28 and 29.
1 Chronicles 28. David assembled at Jerusalem all the officials of Israel, the officials of the tribes, the officers of the divisions that served the king, the commanders of thousands, the commanders of hundreds, the stewards of all the property and livestock of the king and his sons, together with the palace officials, the mighty men, and all the seasoned warriors. Then King David rose to his feet and said, "Hear me, my brothers and my people. I had it in my heart to build a house of rest for the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and for the footstool of our God, and I made preparations for building. But God said to me, 'You may not build a house for my name, for you are a man of war and have shed blood. Yet the Lord God of Israel chose me from all my father's house to be king over Israel forever. For he chose Judah as leader, and in the house of Judah my father's house. And among my father's sons he took pleasure in me to make me king over all Israel. And of all my sons, for the Lord has given me many sons, he has chosen Solomon my son to sit on the throne of the kingdom of the Lord over Israel. He said to me, "It is Solomon your son who shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father. I will establish his kingdom forever, if he continues strong in keeping my commandments and my rules, as he is today. Now therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the assembly of the Lord, and in the hearing of our God, observe and seek out all the commandments of the Lord your God, that you may possess this good land and leave it for an inheritance to your children after you forever. And you, Solomon, my son, know the God of your father and serve him with a whole heart, and with a willing mind, for the Lord searches all hearts and understands every plan and thought. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever. Be careful now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it." Then David gave Solomon his son the plan of the vestibule of the temple, and of its houses, its treasuries, its upper rooms, and its inner chambers, and of the room for the mercy seat, and the plan of all that he had in mind for the courts of the house of the Lord, all the surrounding chambers, the treasuries of the house of God, and the treasuries for dedicated gifts. For the divisions of the priests and of the Levites, and all the work of the service in the house of the Lord, for all the vessels for the service in the house of the Lord, the weight of gold for all golden vessels for each service, the weight of silver vessels for each service, the weight of the golden lampstands and their lamps, the weight of gold for each lampstand and its lamps, the weight of silver for a lampstand and its lamps, according to the use of each lampstand in the service, the weight of gold for each table for the showbread, the silver for the silver tables, and pure gold for the forks, the basins, and the cups, for the golden bowls and the weight of each, for the silver bowls and the weight of each, for the altar of incense made of refined gold and its weight. Also his plan for the golden chariot of the cherubim that spread their wings and covered the ark of the covenant of the Lord. All this he made clear to me in writing from the hand of the Lord, all the work to be done according to the plan. Then David said to Solomon his son, "Be strong and courageous and do it. Do not be afraid and do not be dismayed. For the Lord God, even my God, is with you. He will not leave you or forsake you until all the work for the service of the house of the Lord is finished. And behold, the divisions of the priests and the Levites for all the service of the house of God and with you in all the work will be every willing man who has skill for any kind of service. Also, the officers and all the people will be holy at your command. 1 Chronicles 29. And David the king said to all the assembly, Solomon, my son, whom alone God has chosen, is young and inexperienced, and the work is great, for the palace will not be for man, but for the Lord God. So I have provided for the house of my God, so far as I was able, the gold for the things of gold, the silver for the things of silver, and the bronze for the things of bronze, the iron for the things of iron, and wood for the things of wood, besides great quantities of onyx and stones for setting, antimony, colored stones, and all sorts of precious stones and marble. Moreover, in addition to all that I have provided for the holy house, I have a treasure of my own of gold and silver, and because of my devotion to the house of my God, I give it to the house of my God. 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver, for overlaying the walls of the house, and for all the work to be done by craftsmen, gold for the things of gold, and silver for the things of silver. Who then will offer willingly, consecrating himself today to the Lord? Then the leaders of fathers' houses made their freewill offerings, as did also the leaders of the tribes, the commanders of thousands and of hundreds, and the officers over the king's work. They gave for the service of the house of God 5,000 talents and 10,000 derricks of gold, 10,000 talents of silver, 18,000 talents of bronze, and 100,000 talents of iron. And whoever had precious stones gave them to the treasury of the house of the Lord in the care of Jehiel the Gershonite. Then the people rejoiced because they had given willingly, for with a whole heart they had offered freely to the Lord. David the king also rejoiced greatly. Therefore David blessed the Lord in the presence of all the assembly. And David said, Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. And now we thank you, our God, and praise your glorious name. But who am I? And what is my people that we should be able thus to offer willingly? For all things come from you, and of your own have we given you. For we are strangers before you, and sojourners, as all our fathers were. Our days on the earth are like a shadow, and there is no abiding. O Lord our God, all this abundance that we have provided for building you a house for your holy name comes from your hand, and is all your own. I know, my God, that you test the heart, and have pleasure in uprightness. In the uprightness of my heart I have freely offered all these things. And now I have seen your people, who are present here, offering freely and joyously to you. O Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our fathers, keep forever such purposes and thoughts in the hearts of your people, and direct their hearts toward you. Grant to Solomon, my son, a whole heart, that he may keep your commandments, your testimonies, your statutes, performing all, that he may build the palace for which I have made provision. Then David said to all the assembly, Bless the Lord your God. And all the assembly blessed the Lord, the God of their fathers, and bowed their heads and paid homage to the Lord and to the king. And they offered sacrifices to the Lord, and on the next day offered burnt offerings to the Lord, 1,000 bulls, 1,000 rams, and 1,000 lambs, with their drink offerings and sacrifices in abundance for all Israel. And they ate and drank before the Lord on that day with great gladness. And they made Solomon, the son of David, king the second time, And they anointed him as prince for the Lord, and Zadok as priest. Then Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king in place of David his father. And he prospered, and all Israel obeyed him. All the leaders and the mighty men, and also all the sons of King David, pledged their allegiance to King Solomon. And the Lord made Solomon very great in the sight of all Israel, and bestowed on him such royal majesty as had not been on any king before him in Israel. Thus David, the son of Jesse, reigned over all Israel. The time that he reigned over Israel was 40 years. He reigned 7 years in Hebron, and 33 years in Jerusalem. Then he died at a good age, full of days, riches, and honor. And Solomon his son reigned in his place. Now the acts of King David, from first to last, are written in the chronicles of Samuel the seer, and in the chronicles of Nathan the prophet, and in the chronicles of Gad the seer, with accounts of all his rule and his might, and of the circumstances that came upon him, and upon Israel, and upon all the kingdoms of the countries.
In 1983, I finished Chronicles with these last two chapters. Had a very interesting personal situation going on, which I'm going to add to the end of this recording because I know it's long. So if you want to listen to this personal story, you can listen after I officially close 1 Chronicles today. But on this day, when I read 1 Chronicles 28 and 29, I cited a few verses. Be courageous and act. Be strong and courageous and act. In 1997, I wrote in my journal, reading 1 Chronicles 28 and 29, God selects leadership. David was not Saul's heir, and Solomon was not David's oldest son. And then I wrote concerning kind of my own sons as I thought about the passages we read today. I wrote, as for you, my son, know the God of your father, and serve him with a loyal heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands all the intents of thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever. And I was quoting verse 9 of chapter 28. I continued to write, David couldn't build the temple, but he designed it and provided most of the material for it. And then I quoted verse 2 of chapter 29. Now for the house of the Lord, I have prepared with all my might. And then I cited verse 9 of that chapter about giving. Then the people rejoiced, for they had offered willingly. And in 2009, I also closed out 1 Chronicles by reading the last two chapters on the same day, and I wrote, I want for my kids what David wanted for Solomon. As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve him with a whole heart and a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands every intent of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will let you find him. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever. And then I wrote concerning 29:19, and give to my son Solomon a perfect heart to keep your commandments, your testimonies, and your statutes, and to do them all. In the closing chapters of 1 Chronicles, David passes on the kingdom to his son Solomon. He passes on the opportunity to build the temple that he so desperately wanted to do himself. And he instructs Solomon in a way that any parent would want to instruct their children as well. We'll close this book with those instructions. Chapter 28, verse 9. And you, Solomon, my son, know the God of your father and serve him with a whole heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands every plan and thought. Chapter 28, verse 20. Then David said to Solomon his son, be strong and courageous and do it. Do not be afraid and do not be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, is with you. And lastly, chapter 29, verse 25. And the Lord made Solomon very great in the sight of all Israel, and bestowed on him such royal majesty as had not been on any king before him in Israel. Once again, our application is simple. Pass on your Christian heritage, and may God bless you as you do. Father, thank you for the book of 1 Chronicles. We may have been surprised at all the wonderful lessons we've learned from this very important book. Thank you for the example of David, a man after your own heart. And thank you for reminding us that just as you called David and gave him a selected purpose, you have called us and given us a selected purpose as well. David fulfilled his purpose. May you help me fulfill mine. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Now I'm going to share that personal story from when I was 28 years old. I wrote in my journal, "Blew the engine in my car this morning on my way to a meeting. I need guidance and direction as to what to do. The car coasted to a gas station before it quit. The guy who owns the station has an engine for it, and he's interested in buying it. There are no coincidences. God is sovereign. Thank you for your protection, Lord, on the highway when it happened. Praise the Lord. However, now I need guidance as to what to do." And I wrote some names of people I should call for guidance. And then I also wrote, "Find out the value of the car. See about towing the car home." I continued to write in my journal in 1983, "Whatever decision I make today affects the decisions I need to make tomorrow about our transportation needs. A, sell car. B, bring car home and have time to make decisions. C, bring car home with intent to fix the car." And then I quoted some verses that seemed to matter to me in making this decision out of these two chapters we read today. Chapter 28, verse 10, "Be courageous and act." Verse 20, "Be strong and courageous and act." Verse 29, 4, 3,000, the first number to appear. 29, 21, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, or 3,000, the last number to appear. I asked the Lord, after seeing 3,000, paren 300 for the car, to make this the last number the same if that was what I should get for the car. God is precious. I continue to write, "Get $300 from the gas station owner for the car, and I will put the other pieces together." Then I was instructed by the Lord not to call those other people for advice because I wrote, "However, I have led you to your answer. Be courageous and act." So at 28 years old, I blew the engine in my car and I was reading the scriptures to figure out what to do next. And God gave me direction. The Bible is not just something we read. It is applicable to our daily lives. Thank you, Father, for your word and how it applies to our daily lives. Amen.